Practice just wrapped up at the University of Utah. We're 13 days away from the opener, and I don't think timing could be a whole lot better because everything seems to have settled in from a position standpoint now for Utah. We catch up with co-offensive coordinator and quarterbacks coach Aaron Roderick with us here on the Bill Riley Show right after practice. How'd it go today, Aaron?
Really well. Yeah, we had a great practice.
Is it good? I mean, it seems like, and this is me and just judging by Kyle's comments, it seems like for the most part, everything's kind of settled from a starting standpoint. You've kind of got your rotations worked out. I know there's probably still some tweaking to go, but you're 13 days out from the opener. It seems you're pretty settled at your key positions. Do you feel that way right now?
Yeah, I think so. I think we have a really good idea of which guys are going to play. I mean, the exact rotations and stuff like that aren't, you know, set yet. There's still some competition at a couple of spots. But I think we have a good idea of who's going to be playing for us and who our top perimeter players are, and trying now to, you know, nail down which personnel groupings and formations we're going to use to try to utilize those guys. But, yeah, we're pretty close to being ready.
Yeah, I was going to say the timing's good because I know there have been some years in camp where you guys have walked it up to a week to 10 days out before things got a little bit more settled. Getting them a little bit more settled this far out is probably a good thing, right?
Yeah, it is, especially, you know, playing a new quarterback. So it's nice to have Troy taking all the reps with the ones right now, and he's, you know, gaining a lot of chemistry and timing with that group, you know, offensive line-wise, receiver-wise. I mean, he's really, really starting to settle in and take ownership of what we're doing. And it's just good to be, you know, for the players just to know, you know, who's playing behind them. You know, the second offense, when they're in there, they know Tyler's back there. You know, they're developing some chemistry, too. It helps.
Aaron, you told me in the spring that Troy was having a great spring before you guys had to shut him down. Did he just kind of pick up where he left off this fall, and that's really where he began to create that separation? And have you seen everything you want to see out of Troy so far?
Yeah, he did pick up right where he left off. I don't know if we've seen everything we want to see, but he's been very efficient. I think when people see him play, they'll be impressed with what, you know, just mechanically he's flawless. He does everything the way you would want a quarterback to do it. Footwork and his throwing motion and all that stuff is very nice. And he's just a very serious competitor, a very serious student of the game. And he's worked so hard to learn our offense to, you know, be ready for this opportunity. I think he just has a great appreciation for what this opportunity means, you know, after what he's been through at Washington and then transferring to junior college. And you can tell he's a guy that's really hungry. And I mean, he doesn't crack a smile out here ever. He's dead serious, helmet buckled up. He doesn't even take his mouth guard out of his mouth the whole practice. Like, he is all business. And I think that sent a great message to his teammates. And that we have a lot to prove, and I think he, you know, he feels like he has a lot to prove, and it's pretty fun to coach a guy like that.
Well, you know, Kyle said last week he and Cody Barton were the two guys that are always in their playbooks and always in the film room. I was out of practice last Saturday, and what really struck me is an hour and 15 minutes after practice is over, he's hanging out with three or four of his guys, his wide receivers, at the Jugs Gun. I mean, he's not catching passes. He's not throwing passes. He's just standing at the Jugs Gun talking and chatting and being with his guys. Does that show you guys as coaches, and does that mean stuff when you see a guy doing that?
Yeah, that's what kind of guy he is. I mean, he's just a football junkie. And I'll tell you a quick story. When we recruited him, you know, I wanted to see him throw. And so he had a practice, you know, to throw. We can watch them play in their junior college practice. And I showed up there, and it was just pouring rain. It was a torrential downpour. And I thought, okay, we'll probably cancel this, and I'll have to come back on another day when his junior college is practicing. And he showed up with six of his wide receivers ready to practice, like had those guys ready to go. He was not letting them out of it. They were going. And they went out in pouring rain, and he threw the heck out of the ball. And they practiced, and the coaches went out and ran practice, and he threw the ball really well that day. He was so serious about, you know, practicing that day. He wasn't doing it for me. It was that, hey, we got practice today. Let's get out there and go. And, you know, it was really impressive watching him, and that's how he's been since he's been here.
Couple more minutes here with Aaron Roderick on the Bill Riley Show, co-offensive coordinator at Utah. The quarterback's only half of the passing game. It's the wide receivers doing their part as well. And you used to coach that position a lot, Aaron. And you and I have talked, and everybody I've talked to have talked about the impression that Guy Holliday's made since he's been here as the co-offensive coordinator and a guy that used to coach that position. Has that position maybe come the furthest from spring ball till now of any group on the team?
Yeah, they've made a big improvement. And, you know, I'm really happy with the progress they've made. I just talked to those guys after practice and said, gave them some love and told them that it's a huge improvement. And I've seen a huge change in those guys. And now it's time to prove it in a real game. I said, until we prove it in games, people think we're still that same group we were a year ago, quarterbacks and receivers. And so we're hungry to show that we can throw it. But, yes, Coach Holliday, I mean, he rivals Scally and Coach Shaw for being the loudest guy out here. He's extremely vocal, and he coaches a very physical brand of wide receiver play. I think Utah fans are used to, you know, I think our fans appreciate the physical brand of football that we play, and I think they're going to like the fact that our wide receivers are playing with just as much physicality as any other position group on this team. They're just playing with a lot of toughness. They're competing for the ball when it's in the air, just flying around, and Coach Holliday just demands toughness. And you know, we got some big guys, so if you compete for the ball, you don't always have to be open to make plays. And our execution's improved. It's just, you know, I'm anxious and excited to see what these guys can do on the big stage.
We just got this note. Kyle's talking across the field from where you are, and he broke the news that Brandon Cox has decided to transfer out of the program. I'm assuming he's going to probably try to go someplace, maybe a lower division where he could play right away.
Yeah, I'm going to leave those comments up to Coach Witt for right now, but I will confirm that, yeah, he's made that decision.
Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense. I'm sure he was a little frustrated that he got beat out, but I know that you've been around Brandon for a long time,
yeah.
And I know that you've spoken very highly of his work ethic and everything that he's been all in for the program for 4 years.
Yep, I hate to see him go. He's a good player and a great kid, and he got his degree in 3 years. He's done well in school, and you know, wish him nothing but the best, and I wish he was staying, but, you know, wish him luck.
All right, before I let you go, you've got 13 days until the opener. Have you guys begun looking at SUU? When does the install and all that begin? Does that begin next week as you wrap up double days this weekend?
Oh, yeah. We've already been doing about 10 minutes a day on SUU for a few days now. Most of our practice is just going against our defense, but I think we're 3 or 4 days into it now, where we're doing a little 10-minute period each day of SUU prep. And then starting Monday, it's all about SUU. So we'll get almost 2 weeks of preparation for them leading up to that game. You know, I think it's about 9 practices, and we'll be ready to rock.
If Scally, Shaw, and Holliday are the three loudest coaches, are you and Justin Enna two of the quieter coaches out there?
No, Enna has a switch that'll flip now. I mean, don't let him fool you. He seems like a real mellow, nice guy, but he's a former middle linebacker, and the wires get crossed, and then he loses it. But, I think those guys have big voices, and they're loud. And I used to be loud when I coached receivers because it's like herding cats. You know, you're chasing around 8 knuckleheads that are just all got a lot of personality, and coaching quarterbacks is a little different. You know, you just got 2 or 3 guys out there. You're trying to talk every play. Okay, let's talk through this together while the other guy's out there playing. So it's a little bit different position than when I coached wide receivers.
Hey, thanks for jumping on. I'll catch up with you a little bit later on. Thanks, Aaron.
Okay, thanks for having me, Bill.
All right, there you go. Co-offensive coordinator Aaron Roderick.